I don't know. I don't know. Mother! She was taking the curtains down upstairs. You want me to take down these draperies here in the living room?
Oh, yes, would you? Yeah. I'm certainly glad you took the week off to help. I didn't realize how much there was to be done. Honey, that chair won't hold you.
Yes, it will, yes.
Well, anyhow, it's a good chair. You'll scratch it with your shoes.
All right. I'll get the stepladder.
Certainly got the living room pretty well dismantled, haven't we?
Yeah, well, it certainly looks bare with the rug rolled up and all.
Did you call me?
Oh, yes. I was going to tell you not to fold the curtains upstairs when you take them down. I want to wash them all before I pack them up.
Do you think you're going to be able to use most of your curtains and drapes in the new house?
Well,
draperies, Mother. They say draperies now.
I still call them drapes.
Well,
I don't know. I hope so, but I won't be able to tell until the house is finished and we get in it. I'll face that headache when I come to it.
What should you like me to help with now?
Well, why don't you sit down and have a cup of coffee and rest a bit? Honestly, you've just been going every minute.
Oh, no. I can't sit still when there's things to be done.
Well, I don't know. The whole place is such a mess. Honestly, we have to be all packed up just a week from today. Do you think we'll make it?
Yeah, sure. Now, stop worrying about it, will you? Look, I'll go get the stepladder.
My, the living room certainly looks bare, doesn't it?
Yes, it's just what we were saying, with the pictures down, the books packed up, rug rolled up.
So why don't I start on Betsy's room and start putting her toys and things in boxes?
No, the baby's asleep in her mother. Anyhow, I was kind of letting Betsy's room go until the last, you know, so she doesn't get upset with the idea of moving.
That's a good idea. Well, I can start packing linen.
Well, I packed up some of the linens, but the blanket's still... Oh, just a second. Hello?
Oh, but...
Yes?
Sake,
yes,
ma'am.
It is.
Honey,
where's
the stepladder?
Yes,
she's on the phone.
An interview?
Oh,
you mean interview me? Yes, oh, my goodness.
Where is the stepladder, will you?
Oh, my heavens, yes.
What's the matter? Who's on it? Who is it?
I don't know, son. I heard her say something about an interview.
Oh,
interview?
Yeah,
for what?
For
her? Why would she be interviewed?
I don't know, son. Just wait till she's off of the phone.
What is all this? Well, why would you be interviewed? Now, will you calm down a bit?
Well, I'm just so surprised. I mean, me, interviewed.
What is it for, dear?
The local paper, the Post Bulletin, and it's for their weekly magazine section.
Yeah?
Honestly, me.
Yeah. But why?
Well, because I'm chairman of the summer camp committee in our women's club, and it's been so successful this year that the local paper wants to do a story on it.
Oh, is that all?
Is that all?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean it that way.
You should be proud of me.
I just thought it was something, you know, something more important. Well,
I certainly think it's important that we've been able to give over 100 little girls a chance to go to summer camp, which they couldn't have afforded otherwise.
Yes, I do, too, of course, darling. I just thought you'd... You know, that you'd won a prize or something. I mean, when you said interview, I just...
Well, I don't know what I'd win a prize for heaven's sake.
Well, goodness, I think it's just wonderful. My goodness, it's always so exciting to get your name in the paper. I got my name in the Dodge County Herald once when I entertained the ladies' aid.
Oh, wasn't that nice?
Yes, I had 12 of the ladies for lunch, and I served tuna fish salad and my hot cinnamon rolls. You know my hot cinnamon rolls.
Yes, they're just wonderful. Well, anyhow, it seems...
Oh, they just loved them. Clara Thurston said to me, "Well, Maud, nobody makes cinnamon rolls like you."
Uh-huh.
And I laughed, and I said...
I know. Not right now, honey. I mean...
Well, if you don't want to hear about it, there are some people who think your mother is a very good cook.
Yes, Mother, and I'm one of them. But right now, I want to know more about this interview. Well, when is it?
She's coming out right now. Her name is Jean Hagen.
Now?
Yes, and look at the house and look at me.
Well, go take a shower and change your clothes. Go on.
But look at the house. There isn't even a decent place for her to sit while she asks me questions.
What is she going to ask you questions about?
Well, I don't know. I've never been interviewed before.
Hey, look, I got an idea.
What?
The garden looks okay, I just mowed the lawn. Why don't you sit out there under the apple tree?
Huh? Oh, yes, that would be nice. Yes, that'd be fine. I'll tell her we're moving and the house is a mess. Well, you better wipe off the lawn chairs.
Yeah, I'll do that. All right.
Whenever I read interviews about people, movie stars and things like that, they generally tell what they like to eat, you know, and what their hobbies are.
Uh-huh.
Marilyn Monroe said her favorite dinner was roast beef. And at least I think it was Marilyn Monroe said that.
Look, Mother, I don't think they want it.
I know that in interviews they want you to tell personal things.
I'll remember then. Now, do you think I should serve anything to this Miss Hagen? I mean, shall I fix coffee or tea or sandwiches?
Why don't I make a nice big pitcher of lemonade? It's a hot day.
Oh, that'd be fine. Well, I better go shower and change. What do I wear?
Well, now, look, don't be fancy. Just wear a nice, simple dress.
Yes. I'll wear my blue linen. That's all clean. Looks wonderful.
Yeah, shall I? Yeah. I mean, shall I put something else on, too? I mean, you don't want to introduce your husband and have him look like a bum.
Oh, yes. Well, yes, fine, dear. Mother, maybe you better change, too.
No, indeed. I'll just stay out of sight. She won't want to meet me. I'm certainly not an important somebody.
Oh, I'm not an important somebody either, Mother, but I think it would be nice to have her meet you. You are visiting us.
No, I'm not going to interfere.
Well, come on, let's all change our clothes before we're caught like this.
No, I'm going to stay completely out of sight. It's you they're interviewing. They don't want my name in the paper.
Oh, now, I'm getting nervous.
Look, will you go change your clothes? Yes. Mother, fix the lemonade, and I'll wipe off the lawn chairs.
Here in the garden, Miss Hagen. The house is rather torn up since we're getting ready to move.
Oh, this is fine. Oh, it's just lovely out here. I should think you'd hate to leave with these beautiful old trees.
Yes, we do, but we're building a new house. We hope it'll be ready by October 1st, but we've sold this place and have to be out by next week. In the meantime, we'll be staying with friends.
Uh-huh. Now, I just want to ask you a few questions. I won't keep you long. I know you're busy.
Oh, no. That's quite all right. I'm not too busy.
Well, I want to know about your work as chairman of the summer camp committee, and I want to find out a little about you and your home life.
Well, I don't think there's much very interesting about me.
Oh, it'll be very interesting to our readers, I'm sure.
This is my husband. This is Miss Hagen, dear, of the Post Bulletin.
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do? Well, I didn't mean to interrupt something here.
Oh, no. That's all right. Not at all. Why don't you join us?
Oh. Well, will I make you nervous, dear?
No. That's all right.
Now, you have a little girl, don't you, Mrs. Piper?
What?
Oh, yes. Betsy. Uh-huh. And now, just the one child?
Yes.
Just one? What about the baby?
Oh, the baby. Yes.
Yeah, look, I'm getting her all fluffy, so I think I better leave. We have two children, and the baby's a boy.
Well, darling, I think your mother made some lemonade. Why don't you bring it out, dear?
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. I better get out of here. I think Mother's hiding upstairs.
His mother's here helping us pack up. I guess she's a little shy about coming out.
Well, now, tell me, what is the baby's name?
Well, the fact is, we haven't agreed on a name for him yet. Isn't that terrible?
Oh, listen, it happens. My folks could never agree on a name for my brother and finally just gave him initials.
Oh.
R.J., so he could choose his own name when he got older. Well, he picked Richard John, but we all still call him R.J.
Oh, isn't that funny you saying that? That is exactly what happened to my husband, and he just found out about it.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, he may go to South America on business, so he'd need a passport, and when he sent for his birth certificate, he found it said A.Z. Percy Piper. Just the initials A and Z, and then the name Percy, when he's always thought his middle name was Preston.
Oh, for heaven's
sake. So
how come?
Well, it's rather involved, but it seems his mother wanted his middle name to be Percy, which is her family name, and his father had insisted on Preston after his family. Well, his mother just put Percy on the birth certificate. Now we're all afraid there's going to be quite a family to do about it.
What isn't that? Fascinating.
Of course, this is all off the...
Oh, of course, sure. Mm-hmm. Well, these things happen in the best of families.
Well, you wanted to find out more about me, I guess, for the interview. My favorite dinner is roast beef.
Oh? Oh, well, I like roast beef, but I think I'd rather have a good steak. Now, what I would like to know
I'm afraid I don't have any real hobbies except reading. Now, I do love to read, but I don't get much time for it.
Well, I don't either.
Oh, yes,
now, I wanted to ask...
Why don't you tell me? Here, let me carry that with you.
No, it's all right. I thought you might like a little lemonade.
Oh, yes. Well, now, this is my husband's mother, Mrs. Chauncey Piper.
How do you do?
Oh, here, let me take the lemonade, Mother. Now, don't spill on your good dress.
Here, won't you take my chair, Mrs. Piper?
Oh, no. You sit still, Miss Hagen. There's one right here. Well, I was telling them I had my name in our Dodge County Herald once. Yes, I entertained the Ladies' Aid Society, and they put it all in the paper, what I had for lunch and everything.
Yeah, Mother.
I had tuna fish salad and my cinnamon rolls. Well, you don't know my cinnamon rolls, but if I do say so myself...
Yeah, Mother, I'm sure... I mean, Miss Hagen...
Oh, no,
really...
no, that's quite all right. It's very interesting.
Oh, thank you. Now, if you put my name in the paper that I was visiting them here, I do hope you spell it right. I'm Mrs. Chauncey Piper. C-H-A-U-N-C-E-Y. Well, I must say, son, I don't know what's the matter with you.
Well, I mean, Mother, she wasn't here to interview you, darling, and you talked and talked and talked. I mean, never mind. Let's go. Forget it.
Well, Miss Hagen didn't mind at all. She was very interested in what we're doing in the Ladies' Aid back home.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure she was. Oh, is she gone? What's the matter?
They want to come out and take pictures.
Pictures? picture? Well, all right, that's wonderful. I should think that you'd be pleased.
What? Please? They want pictures of me in my home environment. Family pictures, I guess, in front of the fireplace, cooking in the kitchen. Look at the house.
Oh, my God. Oh, when are they coming?
Thursday morning.
Oh, boy, you're going to have some background. Rugs rolled up, no pictures, bookshelves empty.
Well, we will have to unpack and get the living room at least all in shape again, dear.
Unpack?
Well, I'm going to have pictures of my home put in the paper looking like this? Oh, wouldn't you know, the only time I've ever had a chance like this to have my
I understand. Maybe. Come on, let's change into our old clothes and start unpacking
the
living
books,
room.
Dear, what are we doing?